On Worcester State University Week, access to college is a big step for undocumented students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alessandra Basso-Vienrich explores the problems they face in this quest.
When in 2013 I interviewed Mario, a college student who grew up undocumented in North Carolina, I asked him what he thought about the fact that the state does not offer in-state tuition to undocumented students. 8 years later, his answer still resonates with me because it captures the sentiment shared by most of the college students that I interviewed in North Carolina and Massachusetts, two states that along with 27 others do not offer in-state tuition or financial aid to undocumented students. In the interview, Mario said to me, "I know without a doubt that I deserve to be in a place where I can increase my potential to the point that I can use my abilities to do some type of good." Like Mario, the students I interviewed had grown up undocumented, and like many other undocumented college students, even though they had benefited from Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, were frustrated by their difficulties accessing college in these states as a result of the high cost of tuition and inability to receive state and federal financial aid. In my research, I focus on the approximately 454,000 undocumented students that each year go to college and found that despite similarly restrictive tuition policy context for undocumented students in North Carolina and Massachusetts, the experiences of undocumented students, as well as their understandings of higher education in these two states, differed. I attribute this to a set of local and state-level factors, such as histories of migration, divergent policies and practices towards immigrants, and immigrant population demographics. I conclude that these factors decentralize the role of tuition policies at the state level, and I caution scholars and practitioners against generalizations about undocumented students' educational experiences from state to state.
That was Alessandra Basso-Vienrich of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.